Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and warm temperatures, particularly in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, cooler breezes are expected tonight in Haifa and Be'er Sheva. Here are today's headlines. First, the Israeli Air Force will launch a new Heron drone squadron as operations surge after October 7th, according to Ynet reports, just in. Also, a Mossad agent fell in action after laying groundwork for a potential conflict with Iran, JNS revealed earlier today. Also, this hour, American forces have seized another ship linked to Iran in the India-Pacific region, Walla reports from earlier this hour. Separately, Rachel Goldberg-Polin shares her emotional story of losing her son, an Israeli hostage, in Gaza, as reported by JTA earlier today. And finally, the story of Rachel Goldberg-Polin continues to resonate with many, capturing the pain of a mother who lost her child. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yoni Mishani, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that conflating Russia's invasion with Israel's actions in Lebanon is misleading and propaganda. From X, the latest. Jewish Warrior 13 reports that Pakistan's foreign ministry is urging the U.S. and Iran to extend the ceasefire. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, wrote just now that Pakistan's foreign minister met with a U.S. diplomat in Islamabad today, emphasizing the importance of diplomacy between the U.S. and Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli Air Force, Ynet details that a new Heron drone squadron will operate from Hatzor Air Base. The squadron's first aircraft is expected next month. The move aims to increase drone flight hours fivefold, with a planned expansion of about 20 systems. This indicates a significant boost in Israel's surveillance capabilities. Meanwhile, JNS reports that a Mossad agent has died after laying the groundwork for a potential Iran conflict. The incident occurred outside Israel, highlighting Mossad's extensive global operations. This revelation underscores the high stakes involved in intelligence work, turning to the seizure of a ship linked to Iran. Walla notes that American forces acted in the India-Pacific region. This operation, announced by the Pentagon, adds to the ongoing tension involving Iran's maritime activities. It reflects the broader geopolitical struggles in the region. In a related development, Rachel Goldberg-Polin, as reported by JTA, shared her tragic experience of losing her son Hirsch in Gaza. Her story has touched many, revealing the personal cost of ongoing conflicts. It serves as a poignant reminder of the human toll in war. On the economic front, turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports insights from Wiz co-founder Ami Lutvak on what it takes to build a successful company, focusing on hiring and scaling globally. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Ness, a subsidiary of the Chilan Group, has acquired the Logon company in a deal valued at 192 million shekels. And finally, according to Globes, recent real estate transactions in Israel include deals in Bat Yam, Rehovot, and other cities, showcasing a dynamic property market. That's your Israel 18 News update. For afternoon, we'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.